Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
You better get your praise on, because there's enough stuff out there that's going on every day of your life that'll steal your praise, and that's all the devil wants. But as long as he is the Lord my shepherd, I don't want for your hand claps or your hallelujahs. I've got a shepherd who's walking with me and talking with me and telling me that I am his own.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
This message was taken from a recent Sunday morning service here at Pace Assembly. This is, I Will Fear No Evil. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
I said, don't let the devil get in your speech. I don't know what I'm going to do. Wrong message. Wrong words. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm going to do. And I know what it's going to take to get there. And it's going to take more than what I thought. So I'm going to have to pack me some more Holy Ghost. Thankful today. I'm thankful today that there's a group of more than 160 churches in the state of California that said, we're not going to back down or slow down. We're going to open the doors of our churches and stand in the face of oppressive government that brought the pilgrims to this shore and say, I will fear no evil. I just came to tell you to shut down the church when we need the gospel and faith right now is evil oppression. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, will acquiesce to that, then you won't have to worry about it. After a while, the doors will be shut and you'll drive past churches and say, well, at one time there was there. But oh God, when they pass by this house this morning, let them see fire dancing on the roof of this building because of the prayers of people that know their God and will do exploits in this last day. You better clap your hands and be identified. Otherwise, there's a spirit looking for you. The Lord is my shepherd. It's a personal thing. The Lord is my shepherd, and for that reason, I shall not want. I have need of nothing. I want him so much that all of my desires and all of my needs are wrapped up in who he is. He is the Lord, my shepherd. Be careful that you're not following after a hireling shepherd that will leave you in the middle of the storm, because the Bible is clear. The shepherd of John chapter 10 and the shepherd of Psalm 23 is there when the storms are blowing. He's there whenever the midnight and the lightning is crashing. He's there whether you got all that you think you need or not. If you got him, you got everything you need. He is the Lord, my shepherd. Bible said he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Sometimes I've got to be made to lie down. Sometimes I want to go so much and I think I got it all together that he has to make me lie down. Has God ever had to make you lie down? Sometimes he got to make you lie down in the middle of your blessing. Have you ever been blessed so much that God said, wait right here, and I want you to enjoy this right here, because I want you to remember that it was me who did this thing for you. You didn't hear what I said. I'm real good about looking towards the future, and sometimes I don't celebrate what God has done. But if I ever forget that it was the Lord who made this blessing, and then he makes me to lie down in it, when he does that, he's leading me beside still waters and into green pastures. I'm glad that the flood, when it comes, will not overflow me. I'm glad whenever the storms come, it will not overtake me. I'm glad that when fire tries to find itself around my life, that I won't even smell like folk because the smell like smoke because the fourth man is in the fire with me. I don't know if you've had that happen to you recently, but I can tell you it is in the middle of all of that that the Bible says in verse number 3, he restoreth my soul. Now, I can't preach for you. I can only preach for me. But I can tell you right now, he has restored my soul so many times. that I don't even look like I used to look anymore. I know you may look at me this morning and say, that's that same old guy, but I came to tell you what God has been doing inside of my life. I can't tell your testimony, but I can tell you He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. That's the reason why He's got that staff with Him. That rod and that staff, they comfort me. They comfort me because He keeps me in line. I know I got to preach my own story here this morning. Sometimes I've gotten out of line with His righteousness. Sometimes I've been unrighteous, but a little tap with that staff gets me back on the path. Does anybody know what I'm talking about here today? Righteousness, He's doing it for His name's sake. And then the psalmist brings us from he to me. He goes about everything about him for the first three verses. And when you get to verse number four, it changes from he to me. When I, the psalmist said, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And rest assured, you're going to. And some people have done it this past week. And next week and the next week, because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment. So if you think that somehow you're not going to be touched by this, I want you to know death is very real. Let me go ahead and get it plain. So is the coronavirus. So is terrorism. So is all the other things that try to get you off of the path. And the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Did you hear that word this day? I will fear no evil. He's saying to us, the psalmist is, that I'm bringing you to a place of the trying of your faith in this very hour. I'm bringing you to a place in verse number four that's a fearful place, a lonely place, a dangerous place, a vulnerable place that can actually cause the panic to your soul if you don't know the Lord is your shepherd. It's in the place where He divides those who will walk by faith through the valley and experience the benefits of the comfort of the one who is on your side, and those that think that they've got it all covered, that they've navigated it before and they can make it through it. Can I tell you right now what we're dealing with in the United States and around the world is something like we have never seen before. And I say without any kind of question today for you that I have personally, and my wife and I have personally fought the battles in the spiritual realm, the likes of which we have never in our lifetime before in the past few months. And if I'm fighting it, you are fighting it as well. As sure as this is a personal psalm, meaning that the Lord is your personal shepherd, the trying of your faith is going to become more intense. It may not be just a one-time event that you deal with passing through this valley. This is a place of passage. It's a place where I am belonging to the Lord, my shepherd, through this place of torment. And yet, He says, I walk through the valley. To follow the shepherd means that you will have experiences on the mountaintop and you'll have experiences in the valley. Every part of your life is not going to be a mountaintop experience. And I came to tell the devil and all of you that are listening, every season of your life is not going to be valley experiences either. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's just a season. You better watch out. You better watch out, because just when you think that you've got all of your summer clothes and you're still using that, all of a sudden in will come a little wind out of the north and you'll say, ooh, I got to have me a jacket. That's just how God's going to shift this thing and change it for the child of God. Come on, somebody. I'm in the valley, but look at your neighbor and tell him, keep on walking. Whatever you do, don't get stuck in your valley. Whatever you do, don't get stuck in the mentality that I can't make it through this. Because if the Lord made it through and you're walking through, He's going to lead you on to places that you've not seen, the Bible says. I have to learn how to walk through the valley of the shadow, because it's a dark place and I can't see my way clear. But if I've got a hold of the shepherd, I'll be all right. I will never forget whenever I went into the very first house as a firefighter in my life, that the building was on fire, and I had about a 5-foot captain that was in front of me, and we were all tanked out and ready to go. And he said, "Listen, I want you to stay right close to me." And I had no idea, not having been in one of those situations before. And when I walked in, the smoke was so thick that it had banked down all the way to the knees. So when you walk right into the building standing up, you got the super heat. Plus you had smoke that was so dense you could not see through it. And the next thing I did was take my big old hand with a glove on it and slap the back of his tank. And he went down like this, because I said, "You know what? This guy's been in the fire before. And if I'm going to get out of this, I have never been in this situation before. So I need somebody who's got experience that knows how to take me in and knows how to get me out." I'll preach this morning in a minute. These are shadowy times, my dear friends, when the darkness circles us, and without a moment's notice, in comes an old, dark, ugly, shadowy spirit that tries to depress you. Has anybody felt that in the past few days? Look at all these hands. They tell me right now that we're in such a place of depression across the United States that we are taking more of the psychotic drugs than in any other nation in the world. You know why? Because we're attached to too many things of this world and not attached to the Lord our Shepherd. Because, ladies and gentlemen, He's the only one who's walked through the valley of the shadow of death and kicked out the other side of the tomb and said, "If anybody is with me, come on out. I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore, and I'm jingling the keys of death, hell, and the grave." So don't you be afraid of no coronavirus, and don't you be afraid of no death. You look death square in the eye and say, "The shepherd has been here before, and I'm going with the shepherd." If you're going with the shepherd this morning, shout amen, somebody. If this was just a drill, it'd be one thing. But this is the real deal. I said it's the real deal. The enemy knows his time's short. That's the reason why you're experiencing more spirits that are invading this world like never before. When pastor friends of mine tell me they're sitting on the side of the bed with a gun in their hand, it's a bad time. When I hear pastors that have been pastoring for years tell me, "I feel like quitting and walking away." When I hear the reports of people telling me all kinds of things, and you're hearing it too, if you're not careful with that much information, it'll make you lose hope in everything you've been singing and praying and reading out of your Bible for years. But I came to tell you, I will fear no evil. That's you, pastor. That's not me. No, no, no. I came to tell you, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's just a shadow. A shadow never killed anybody. Come on, somebody. Oh, there's a real devil over here, and he's wanting to torment you with his shadow, but he doesn't recognize I'm not up underneath his shadow of darkness and death. I'm up underneath the shadow of the Most High God, and he that abides under that shadow. You better get your praise on, because there's enough stuff out there that's going on every day of your life that'll steal your praise, and that's all the devil wants. But as long as he is the Lord my shepherd, I don't want for your hand claps or your hallelujahs. I've got a shepherd who's walking with me and talking with me and telling me that I am his own.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.